October 20, 2015. The third quarter was quite brutal for the stock markets around the world. Most indices were down double digits, oil prices hit the high 30s, and the global economy seems to be slowing down. Most blame the Chinese economic slowdown and its possible contagion throughout Asia. Others blame the yuan depreciation and the threat of competitive devaluation. Whatever the reasons, we think it is just a normal adjustment. We would say a correction, after 6 years of bull markets with one or two minor corrections. The U.S. economy seems to be humming along with the unemployment rate at a low 5%. China, despite a slowdown, is still growing at somewhere between 4 and 5%. The most important aspect of the Chinese economy is that it is moving slowly away from an export-based manufacturing economy towards a consumer-based one. The main consequences are lower demand for commodities, which impact economies like ours and Australia. However, low commodities prices have always done more good than harm to global economic growth. For those who did not attend our recent series of presentations, here is a summary of the ideas we have communicated. We humans, despite the lack of strength versus other animals, such as claws for self-defense, speed for escape, etc., have survived over the centuries thanks to our quick reactive minds. We are programmed to detect trends in nature. When the temperature changes, we get ready for colder weather. We harvest food and store it for less clement climate. We are also programmed to respond to threats and opportunities. For example, in unfamiliar territories like jungles or forests, we run if we hear a sudden noise. In order to help us survive, we have learned to organize and prepare for all situations. For this, we have learned to make forecasts, mainly regarding the weather, from hourly to years in advance, since it is the most important aspect to our survival. In 1814, Laplace, a well-known French mathematician, wrote that three conditions